when the World Cup begins today in Germany. Most U.S. fans will be watching broadcasts in either English or Spanish. But for the first time, some satellite channels will offer play-by-play in other languages. And that's caused a bit of a subscription frenzy in places like Miami.
3 weeks ago, the Brazilian channel started to advertise that they are going to show the games on TV. So everybody's trying to get dish.
Wilson Diaz owns Number One Systems. He's Brazilian, installing satellite dishes for other Brazilians so they can hear the games in Portuguese.
30, 40 calls a day is a lot of money. A lot of money, a lot of work, and a lot of stress, too.
For Diaz, the level of stress only increased as the World Cup approached.
Every Brazilian waits to the last time to do something. Always late, always late.
People always want their sports in their language.
Shane O'Rourke runs North American operations for Setanta Sports. It's a satellite channel offering German language play-by-play.
Since March, there's been a major uptick in our subscribers on the individual level and on the commercial level at bars, restaurants, etc. It's in tens of thousands on the individual side, and it's in the hundreds on the commercial side.
The World Cup has generated a great deal of satellite television business. But Wilson Diaz, near Miami, says he plans to forget about work next week.
Next Tuesday, it's going to be the first game of Brazil. It's going to be 3 o'clock. I'm going to be in my friend's house having barbecue and watch a game. I'm not going to answer my phone.
Wilson Diaz does say he might answer the phone for more installation orders after the game. You can step inside all 12 World Cup stadiums with an interactive guide to the tournament at npr.org.